All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I am Bert Martinez, and I'm here with Jason Drone, and we are the Quickest Path to Cash podcast, the fastest growing podcast on iTunes, and you are in for a phenomenal session here. Episode, yeah, it's an episode.
Episode.
Jason, are you there?
I'm here. What's up?
Oh, what's up? All right, man, I'm excited about this. We're going to be talking about using surveys to make money. So I'm going to let you start it off because you have a great story.
Yeah, so it's funny how when old things become new again, and you know, when history repeats itself. Surveys are such a fantastic tool for knowing exactly what your audience wants. Now, here's just a quick story to kind of talk it through. You don't need any fancy software or anything for this, but so the first product, the first ebook that I ever wrote was an ebook called Client Crusher. And for those of you like on my list, you probably remember it because a lot of you, that's when you found me. So Client Crusher was a course on picking up 10 different ways of picking up local clients. It was about a 25 page long ebook. I wrote it, never had written anything like it before. And I didn't have my own list or my own audience or any of that stuff. So I was very much just starting from scratch. So I wrote this ebook and I gave it to a friend to put in her membership site, and like as a free bonus. And it ended up that this free bonus, I put a landing page, a lead capture page, and anybody who gave me their email address got the download. And what I did was on day two and day three of the autoresponder. So day one, they download the audio or the ebook. Day two, they get a question to a survey. And the survey just has three very simple questions on it. One was, what did you like about the ebook? Two was, what can I go more in depth on? You know, what do you want to learn more about? And three was, what didn't you like in this ebook? And I got just shy of 300 people, you know, within 48 hours to download this ebook, give me their email address. And of those 300 people, there was a little, it was right around 100 people who answered the survey for me. So, and they had, I mean, they were all open-ended questions, you know, it wasn't like check boxes or anything else. So they were putting their questions into the survey. And after a couple days, I got to thinking about it, and I was like, well, these questions kind of fit into a couple different segments or a couple different categories. So I arranged them all, you know, into the different categories, and I started recording videos answering those questions specifically. And what I did, you know, after I recorded the videos, edited them, put them up online, I started selling that video product. And of the 100 people who filled out the survey, about 80 people actually bought the video product, you know, and I gave them a discount because they helped create it. I mean, they gave me like kind of the fuel, you know, the questions, the material for the video course. And I went on to sell, it was six figures worth of that product within a couple of years. And it was really a great success. And it all flowed out of the survey, you know, just surveying my audience, my list, and figuring out exactly what they wanted. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I love it. I think it's a phenomenal tool. And I like the fact that again, you got them in with a you know, whatever, a bribe, if you want to call it that. You gave them the ebook,
mm-hmm.
and then you surveyed them on the ebook, what more would you want? And then from there, you built a product.
Absolutely. Created the course. And that's always really been my, I survey my audience repeatedly, you know, usually a couple times throughout the year. But I've even got so far as to put a survey in the autoresponder for any new traffic that comes in and signs up for a download. You know, that way I know exactly what I need to create. All I got to do is open up Google Drive or Google Docs, check out the spreadsheet, and I know exactly what my next move is because they're telling me.
Yeah. And you know, this is a phenomenal tool. You and I were talking before the show, and, you know, Dr. Joe Vitale turned me on to this. He surveys his list three or four times a year,
mm-hmm.
and it's an amazing tool. He says that's, you know, that's, he knows exactly what his audience wants, and it's not a big deal to create products or videos or books even based on what his survey tells them that they want.
Absolutely. And that's the nice thing. You know, you can even go as far as bribing your survey takers and saying, I'll give you a discount on some future product, or, you know, you don't even need to, though, anymore. There's so many people that are on so many different email lists and newsletters that when you give somebody a chance to just be heard, then a lot of them will take you up on it, which is awesome. And it will give you product ideas. It will give you sales material. You know, that way you know exactly who you're selling to, what their fears and desires are, you know, what to put in your headline, what your sales video needs to be about, what your webinar needs to be about. So many different uses for it, just because it helps you understand your audience that much better. And from a completely practical standpoint, it works for $7 reports or $67 courses or $5,000 high-end coaching. You know, it works no matter what price points you want to hit. As long as you're solving a problem and there's a need in the market, then you're going to be able to sell.
Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me, guys, I'm fighting a little bit of a cold. Yeah, here's the takeaway on this too, guys, is that you can do this whether you have an online business, a brick and mortar business, if you're just starting a business. I mean, everybody has an audience. Mm-hmm. And the survey doesn't cost you anything. You can literally go to SurveyMonkey. They have a free membership, and you can start doing surveys right away. Give you an example of another way of using surveys is I use surveys quite a bit to help my clients identify their audience or identify whether or not their idea is any good. Mm-hmm. I had a client who retained my services, and the first thing we did is we did a survey. Based on that survey, he decided to discontinue his project. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, and now up to this point, he had invested $20,000 into the project, but based on the survey, he decided to stop and went on a completely different direction. So, you know, bottom line is the survey can be used not only to help you find products, bond with your list, but actually even start your business correctly just off of a free survey.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. Now, what would you say, Bert, is, you know, in setting up your survey questions, what kind of tips do you have there?
Well, I like to keep surveys short, so don't go for like 10 or 20 questions. Yeah. I like the 3 or 4 questions, and I think 4 questions is pushing it. And I think that you do need to offer something in return. And I think one of the best things to offer people in return is they get to see the stats. People are curious and they want to know what everybody else thinks. So one of the things that you can share with your audience is, hey, if you'll help me out with this survey, I'll share the stats with you. And people are voyeurs. We'd like to look. We'd like to find out. We're nosy. We'd like to know what everybody else is thinking, right? So this is a great little treat. We get to know what everybody else is thinking. And in some cases, if everybody agrees with what I picked, I feel more validated, right? So it's like, yay, everybody's thinking that I'm right, or, you know, or I'm right, or however you're thinking. And so something very simple like that. And then I like your idea of saying, hey, here's a course that I built based on your information, and you guys are getting it at a very deep discount because of you is why I built it. Anyway, so not to go too off tangent, I like keeping my surveys very short and offering them some kind of treat for being involved. What about you, Jason?
Totally. For the most part, from a survey standpoint, I like, you know, like you said, 3 to 4 questions. It's all on one page. Don't do these multi-page stuff, you know, because as soon as somebody clicks the next button, you know, it's like they're going to start going through pages wondering how long is this, you know?
Right.
And the incentive for a longer survey has to be quite a bit greater. But you want to, you really want to just make sure that the barrier of entry is so low. You know, it's one question, one question is perfect. You know, two questions is perfect. If they're going to get something, you know, and you want to make sure that they get something out of it. You want to be explicit about that, you know, so they are helping you create your next course. You are, you know, you're trying to see which software you want to build next, which business you want to get into next, which material you want to release next. I mean, there's so many different ways of kind of structuring it. It's really just about matching the survey questions up with your goals and what you want. And this is kind of a big one. If you are asking, you know, your audience, which six things they want to learn from you, or which six, you know, roadblocks you have, you don't want to give them two of the six options being something that you can't provide. You know, like
that's a very valid point. I love that
one. You want to make sure that no matter which they pick, you're able to provide that. You know. So the survey in that sense really needs to match up well with where it is you and your business are going, or what you're able to provide. So that way everything is just cohesive. That way when you're going through your results, you're like, oh, okay. In my case, more people want to learn about how to convert buyers, how to convert prospects to buyers than anything else in internet marketing. That's just my case. You know, conversion is paramount. So, as well as free traffic, but there's no such thing as free traffic.
That's right.
So surveys are great tools, fantastic tools to engage your audience. And I use the term audience loosely. Everybody has an audience of some sort or another. It just might not necessarily be the mediums that we commonly associate with an audience, you know. So it might be your Facebook profile, your Facebook friends. It might be your Twitter account. It might be on Pinterest. And as marketers, I mean, we cater to our lists quite a bit. So that is the default, you know, term of audience. But there's all kinds of different audiences out there. And when you realize that, then surveys take a lot more meaning. You know, if you don't have an email list, but you have 500 Facebook friends, you know, 100 of them are into what you're doing professionally or what you can teach or whatever, survey them. You know, put a link on your Facebook profile with the understanding that it's not going to stay up there for very long. So you might want to do it after, you know, in a couple days. Same with Twitter. Email, you know, you can send an email out to your list, or you can open up Outlook or whatever and send an email to the 50 or 100 people individually that you think you would like to have their feedback on this survey. So there's lots of different ways to get your survey out there. I mean, there's even retargeting and retargeting pixels and all kinds of other stuff depending on how advanced you are. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that the people who are most similar to your ideal clients and ideal prospects are filling out that survey and giving you the information that you want, because that's going to be the basis of your business.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, I want to reemphasize what you said there about never want a survey question. You never want to put out a survey question that you can't answer.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's as simple as that sounds. Just make sure that you're aware of that. And at the same time, you know, something else that Jason and I were talking about before the show that I want to just dabble on this just a little bit is, don't worry about being perfect. You know, maybe you're, you know, if you're doing a video or an audio, your voice may sound weird to you. Let me tell you, it always sounds weird. I've been on the air for years, and I know Jason has been doing videos for years. And, you know, I don't know about you, Jason, but my voice still always sounds weird. I just gotten used to it.
Right.
So
it's, the internet is in an imperfect place, and that's one of the things that makes it awesome. I misspell more words than I probably spell correctly. It's just because I'm always going a million miles a minute. I always got, you know, a bunch of things going on, and I don't have an editor or proofreader. I don't, you know, sometimes I reread emails before they go out. Sometimes I don't. But the bottom line is, it's never perfect. And my audience knows that it's not going to be perfect. But as long as they, you know, kind of forgive me for some of those imperfections, they're going to learn a lot. And I'm going to do my best to take care of them. That's just how it is sometimes, but webinars break. I mean, there was one time I maxed out GoToWebinar, 1,000 people on GoToWebinar, my audio or my internet cut out for 3 minutes. You know, that stuff happens, and yes, it's nerve wracking and it's crazy, but it's what happens. And in order to do business online, you have to understand that it's not like you're in a studio creating material. And if you are, you know, then you're paying a lot of money.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
well, you know, bottom line is, guys, is you know, if you're going to hold up your dream, if you're going to stop getting products out there because you're trying to be perfect, you're doing it wrong. There's people out there who need to hear from you, who want to connect with you, who believe in you. And they're not going to care about some grammar or some spelling errors. And if they do, then eventually they'll get off your list, and you're not going to miss them, and they're not going to miss you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I mean, I've seen Harvard professors misspell words on their websites. Mm-hmm. I've seen. I have a friend of mine who's on my list. Matter of fact, and we talked about the fact that I also misspelled quite a bit of words. Sent me a magazine from Inc. magazine because they misspelled a whole bunch of words in a row. So it happens to the best of us, and it's just getting it out there. Don't worry about it. Just get it out there. Get your survey out there. Get your ebook going. Get things going. That, you know, action is really the quickest path to cash, right?
And it is. You know, we talk about a lot of different strategies on this show, you know, the quickest path to cash. But the bottom line is, you have to take action. You have to get something out there. You have to sit down and roll up your sleeves and just get shit done. There's absolutely no other way to put it, you know. And if you don't know exactly how to do it, then figure it out. Do a Google search. You know that it's possible. You know that creating surveys is. You see other people doing it, and you're like, oh, that's a great idea. You know that it's a valid way of gathering market research. All you have to do to find survey software is do a Google search, look up the survey software, you know, and figure out how to use it. That's all. That's it. You know, it's not no more complicated than that. But at the end of the day, you have to do something if you want to build a business, and you have to understand that there's going to be imperfections, especially when you do stuff as quickly as, you know, as you know, we do. That's just all there is to it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as you start to grow in confidence and you start to grow your revenue, you can definitely hire people to be you know, to proofread your stuff. But you know what? Jason and I have been doing this for years, and I don't have a proofreader either. I just
no.
And the reason why is because the message is more important. If somebody's going to get hung up because I misspelled a few words or I didn't punctuate correctly, then they're missing the point. I'm not teaching an English class.
Yeah.
I am teaching you how to make more money. So if my message resonates with you, and that's great. If you're going to get bogged down on the little, you know, things like punctuation and grammar and spelling,
or links. Then, I mean, that's why you have a support email. That's why, you know, support at wherever, whatever URL or website you have. I mean, if people are really that disturbed, they're either going to unsubscribe or they're going to let you know. It's funny. I just got an email the other day, and it was this link you sent me to. The audio isn't working. The video is. Okay. I mean, I haven't looked at that link in over 6 months because it was in the autoresponder. Like, I'll take care of it.
Right. It's a great example. So let's wrap it up. Okay. So bottom line is, you can launch your entire business off of a survey. And by using a survey on a regular basis, you're constantly correcting your course and making sure that you are giving your audience what they want. Mm-hmm. So, and then the other thing was keep your survey short and sweet, you know, 3-4 questions at the most, mm-hmm. unless you have some extraordinary, treat for them. Like if they're going to fill out a 2 or 3 page survey, then yeah, maybe, and you're going to reward them with a $10 Starbucks card or a $10 Amazon card, then you'll probably get a lot of conversions on that. Other than that, keep it short and sweet. What else, Jason?
I think that's it. In terms of a quickest path to cash strategy, you know, first step is identify your audience, figure out who it is you're going to be surveying. Step 2 is going to be create your survey. And Bert mentioned SurveyMonkey. It's a great software. I use Google Drive for most of it. They have a form generator, so you can create your surveys, and they do analytics and all kinds of other crazy stuff in there. But it's free. It's just in drive.google.com. And make sure to keep your survey questions short and sweet. And then, of course, step 3 is to get it out to your audience, however that may be, sharing it on Facebook, sending an email to your list. And that's the QPC strategy.
All right. I love it. Quickest path to cash. Take action. Get it done. Jason, I'm excited for these people. I'm excited for this show, and I look forward to getting together with you next week.
Awesome. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.